USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers visited the U.S.-Mexico border as part of their push for legislation that responds to the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator John Cornyn pushing for legislation that would get cases for asylum before a judge in a timely manner.
Right now, that's not possible because they are given a notice to appear months and maybe years in the future. This is what our Border Patrol friends call catch and release.
The Texas Republican saying him and Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema want a special court docket to give migrants a way quickly to make their case for asylum.
For those who do not have legitimate claims, they need to be deterred from taking that dangerous journey in the first place.
After 12 years in power, it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu's time as Israel's prime minister is coming to an end. Opposition parties in Israel announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The president continuing to push for Americans to get vaccinated.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people have been fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal court ruled that officials in Vermont violated the First Amendment by denying public tuition aid to students who attended private Catholic schools. The Wednesday ruling struck down a Vermont rule that banned students attending private religious schools from taking tuition aid through the state's town tuition program. The TPP provides funding for students in towns where the public school system does not cover all grade levels. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.